Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Put a Sock in It, featuring
Leray.
And I'm Noah Beck, for those that don't know. Let's get right on into it.
For people who don't know you, you know, you're meeting them for the first time. How do you introduce yourself?
You know that's a good thing to ask the guests. I don't know why I get crap for that. That's
I just feel as though people don't know you because you know. You think everyone knows who you are. No, so.
I don't know where that came from.
So, what do you say when people are like, hey, what do you do? I have a couple of things in mind.
I'm still working on that. My publicist kind of gets, on me for, she's like, you keep downplaying yourself. You always say, you don't, I don't really know what I do. And she's like,
I feel like you
know.
Do it all. I feel like if I were to meet you and you'd be like, hey, I'm Noah, I do soccer, YouTube, TikTok, dancing, song records, just everything.
What was that last
one? I don't know. I'm just making up shit at this point. Okay, well, hi, everyone. It's been a lovely 2 weeks since I've last seen you.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Anyways.
Yeah, how have you been this past 2 weeks?
I'm good. Tell me about the new place.
Larry just got a new house. We're
just jumping into it.
Yeah, let's jump right into it.
Let's jump into it.
Well, it's still kind of a warm-up, to be fair. This isn't you have to
think
too much about it.
I'm still tense.
You're excited about it.
I haven't been in front of a camera since the last episode, so I'm a little
That leads into our next. We'll go there first. Why have you been on a little hiatus? What's wrong?
Now I'm nervous now.
Are you depressed as fuck? Imagine just absolutely come.
Who said that? What is wrong with you?
What's wrong? Talk to me. It's just me and you. Just me and you. This isn't you.
Refreshing.
Refreshing.
Oh, wait. Okay. Hi, guys. What's up? It is me, Leray.
What
welcome.
Where are you going?
Run this shit back, Turbo.
No.
Run this shit back.
No.
Yes.
Hiatus. What's been
no.
wrong? You say you haven't been in front of the camera in a while.
Yes.
You clearly haven't. No shade. Nothing. No shade.
No. And this is why people think you're gay. I'm joking. But I haven't been in front of a camera because I have to remind myself what life feels. Because, I already told you this. When you're working so hard, you kind of miss out on opportunities of actual things we have to go through as young adults, such as friendships and exploring the world and going through actual normal human problems.
Right.
And me editing for so long and just putting out videos and just working all the time.
Stunts it.
Yeah. I forgot what it felt like to actually have genuine friendships. So I put down the posting and stuff, and I've just been hanging out with my friends, and I've been filming the process of me trying to get into
good for you
adulting.
Wait, okay, so then where does this leave you? Are you going to work your ass off for a few weeks and then kind of go on a hiatus again? Or are you going to find a balance?
I think my hiatus was more so a thing where I needed to bring back my creative drive, and I'm obviously I'm 10 times even more excited to come back, but it was more so I just want to actually experience friendships and stuff, especially since everyone's going through shit and friendship is so important, especially family.
Right.
So I've been trying to see how my mom's doing, hanging out with them, and see how my grandma is, and building my bonds with my friends, and doing normal friend things rather than just being hey, I'm editing, call you later.
Right.
So.
When you you say you're more determined and more motivated now, when you get back into working and getting back on social media, is there going to be more of a balance? Are you going to be able to hold those relationships and
absolutely. I think I'm chilling. I never really lost the drive to make YouTube videos. It was more so just I actually wanted to be involved in my friendships. If I'm going to be completely real, I had a close friend of mine recently tell me, you kind of don't put in enough effort into your friends as you should. like 2 years ago, you would always be like, hey, I'm editing, and then you would never hang out with friends. And I'm like, well, I grew up in the ghetto and I kind of am hungry to make, you know, my family proud and
feel that
and success and like from the pay trenches. For my yeah, like I wanted feel to that. Make sure my grandma was good. Same. So of course I'm going to choose my career over friendship.
Yeah.
Not technically. Why are you laughing?
Because you were like, because I'm from the hood. I was like, yeah, I feel that. I was just. I don't know. I gotta warm up.
No, I'm still fully not here, but it's fine. But yeah, once my friend told me that, and she was like, I felt like shit. Like, oh, I don't really. I think personally, I'm an amazing friend. I think.
Did
I,
you get defensive immediately?
I did, because I always put my friends before me, no matter what. But I guess I can see the how it feels when, you know, if someone's going through something and I'm like, hey, I'm editing, can I call you back? Like, I can see, you know, that yeah. type of stuff.
But also, like, they gotta understand. Like,
yeah, yeah. But then
again, I think there's about, like, you can say that literally about anything in life. Like, there's always 100%. Just like a balance. Like, you gotta work, like, you have yeah. a job. And if, like, I don't know, I think it builds a healthy relationship, like, not always being available.
Yeah.
Because you, like, crave that time more together. And mm-hmm. it's, like, when you, because if you're just, like, hey, you want to hang out today? It's, like, yeah, I got nothing to do. You yeah. just hang out, and then it's, like.
No, I think it was more so, like, when she said I was putting my videos before my friends, I never thought about it that way. Because I don't think of my videos as work. Like, as my management, I will literally shut down if they couldn't, like, be, like, why aren't you posting? Like, because I'll post on my own time. I thought of it more so, like, a. The people who follow me and subscribe to me are like my genuine friends. And
right.
to think about you're helping them like through everything just by posting a video made it feel like I was obligated to just keep going for them. So like I would always cut down fun time just to like kind of like interact with my fan base, which is yeah. something I'm going to continue doing no matter what. But then I realized like, yeah, I kind of need real life friends too. And like real life friendships. So yeah. I've been hanging out with my friend Billy a lot. I've been hanging out with, you know, Sir and all them and China and Christelle. Eilish? You see me, friend. Wait, hey, actually, Phineas, if you're watching this, miss you sing. But other than that, yeah, I'm posting a video next week, and it's more so just like a vlog.
Yeah.
I think it will be out by the time before this comes out.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So if you guys see it, hello.
Are you still editing yourself and all that? It's crazy. Have you ever thought about, like, maybe taking some of the workload off? And, like, I'm sure, especially, like, your diehard fans, and especially, like, I don't know, anyone that watches your stuff, like, I feel like they know your yeah. humor. Like, maybe, like, you get a video back. Like, if you tried someone editing it, you get the video back, and it's, like,
you know,
you can give your notes.
How much money I've spent on people edit. There's, I have a, I can say there's
and
at least
just can't do it the way
20
you
videos that people have edited for me that I've just scrapped, and that's I've already crazy. Paid for it. I would not post it just because it's not, like, I'm more passionate about editing than anything else. That's why I started this YouTube career. So
I honestly have such a big opinion on this whole thing regarding you, where like I feel like you have made a style of editing your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so that before I started working for you, I remember thinking to myself, there's no way he's going to find an editor that can replicate his style because yeah. it's so unique.
Come on,
and
blueprint.
And especially with like the memes. Like, how do you ask someone to like know the right meme?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, someone can get close, but it might not be exactly what he'd want.
Oh
like,
my God, I would think it would never yeah, would be. Yeah,
but also that is just me being hard on myself and just being a very, very annoying perfectionist.
Mm-hmm. In like, a good way. Like,
you and put it's out... amazing, but it sucks to, like, stress out people because I
yeah.
am obviously so ignorant and don't want to, like, let people take the wheel and just... I want everything to be my own.
If you want something done right, you do it yourself.
It's
100%.
But hey, hopefully one day. I mean, I enjoy it though. I love editing and I love posting. Like, I get so excited to post videos that I fully just worked on and nobody else. And I yeah. feel like they do too. So even if it stresses me out, I'm like, okay with it.
Yeah, the editing style that you have is very, like, it's a lot of strenuous work.
Unique.
Yeah, but that's the fun part.
Are you hoping to, like, keep posting after this next one that comes out? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to quit YouTube. Unless, yeah. And even if I, like, am, like, 29, I'll probably, like, post, like, daily vlogs. It won't be, like, funny videos or something. But, like, I mean, it's just such a fun,
you'll
like...
still make them funny.
It, yeah.
If you had a kid, would you still do YouTube?
Oh, 100%. I'll have my kid just, like, ugh, guys, stop. I already like have baby Ace fever. Family? I have, like, the worst baby fever ever.
I love that.
I'm ready for a kid.
Both of your kids making their own videos.
Imagine that.
Collabing.
My kid would bully your kid.
Probably. My kid would beat your kid's ass. Wait, but so, let's change the subject to something more like.
Yeah, how's the move-in process?
Right. So, in those 2 weeks that you, during this hiatus, you have moved.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've moved.
We've moved. Not together.
Yeah. That didn't weird.
No, you gotta shut this down. I can't say it. Like, I can't be here. We're not fucking, but like.
What? I even say anything.
No, but you like, you play into it.
When have I ever played into the thought process of me and you having sex together? Like, let's be fucking for real right now. Do you think I want you?
No matter what I say here,
it's I mean, I could, a
if you want me to, I could air this shit out right now.
You just got crissed.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe air me out. In what way?
I was joking.
Oh.
Why are you getting so defensive?
Oh, that's so annoying.
Whatever. It's just the fans talking.
Continue. So we didn't move together, but we moved
into our own places. We both have moved into our own places.
Mm-hmm. How's your process going?
Did you buy?
It's a rent to buy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
T.
Big you T. Didn't buy, did you?
I bought.
You did buy.
I bought.
Okay.
And I want a home. Like, I'm sick of, like, I've been in LA for the past 2 years and I've been in four places. Like, I've literally been in four houses and none of them have felt like home just because all it takes is one of your roommates to throw a stupid party during COVID and then the mayor turns off your electricity and then you're out in literally 2 months.
That's because your friends are white people, babes.
No. They're idiots, but they're fun. They mean well.
How long until you think both of your places will be fully furnished?
Mine's a project for sure. Mine's definitely. I don't think mine will ever like it. I'll have the foundation in like a couple months. I think like I'll have like exactly what I like wanted, and then like continuously building on it. Like maybe like. In a year from now, I hate it. Get it out. And then, like, I don't know.
Not but I hate it.
I hate it.
That's what happens.
No, I think in, like, a couple months, like, I'll have, like... Because I'm not, like, doing a complete renovation. I'm doing a, like... I'm painting the walls and doing, like, cool cosmetic things to the walls. Bathroom's just kind of touching up.
Nice. I can feel
it. I have, like, a clear vision of what I want. Yeah. And the interior designer I hired, she, like, gets it. And
isn't it crazy? This is, like, your actual place. Like, this is just yours.
I could live here the rest of my life, which is crazy.
I know. I have to visit.
And I don't get bored easily. That's the thing. Like, thank God. Because if I did get bored easily, then I'd be like, well, if I had the cash, like, if you have the cash, like, why wouldn't you, like, buy? But at the same time, like, for people that get bored easily, like, that's why renting kind of is an easy play. Yeah. But I have so much, I have so many things, and around I'm sick of moving it around. And I actually get attached easily. So, like, I can see myself being here for the next, like...
Yeah.
5 to 10 years, like, honestly. Yeah.
And you're like the nicest area too. So
it's a great area, Yeah, and it's very like
you are good.
It's got a lot of character, and it's very like homey, and it's very like I don't know. I just can't see myself getting bored of it. Like even just these past like I've been in it for 3 days now, and it's like not furnished at all. I have a gaming chair, and that's it. And then like everything's still in boxes because. They just came by yesterday morning and took like measurements and like the contractor came over this morning actually. And so they're gonna like map out like, hey, we can do this. We don't need to, but like we can fix this. Like this is leaking, we have to fix this. So he's gonna like show me a list of like requirements of like the things that we have to get fixed, like for HOA and all that stuff. And then the other list is like they're gonna map out like a 3D design. And they're gonna like show me room by room, and I can just like green light everything.
Oh, that's nice.
And then once I do that, then they're gonna start working on the. But from now to the end of the year, Maxwell told me I'll literally be here like a total of like 6 weeks. So it'll be like.
But like, do you really think 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My travel
like November and December.
Oh, September, I'm like not gonna be here.
Yeah.
Like, at all, which is like insane. But like, that'll hopefully like it'll be cool like coming back to a house. It's like, oh my god, like it's done.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of like I want to be there because I'm like I said, I get attached easily. So it's like I have a lot of things that I just don't want like out and about. So I might, I don't know.
That's a process.
It's exciting, but it is like overwhelming. But even with like no furniture or anything, it just feels like home. Like it's so like nice. Like I kind of got a routine already of like going on walks, you know, the gym's like 0.5 miles away. So I'll just run there. The only annoying part is the... delivery, like the packages. It's so annoying. Like the first day I just needed, like, I just did like a trial because before moving in, I was like, should I get a PO box where everything can go, or should I like try it here? And I ordered like a Brita filter from Amazon because I was going to need that anyway, because like I'm not drinking out of the sink. And
queen,
I had I ordered something on Amazon and then put in the delivery instructions and everything. And I like gave them my gate code so like they can come right up to my door, like, because it's a 6-unit building. And it's like my place, and then there's like another person's door right here, and then another person's door right there. So it's like perfect, because I walk out, and like the next day, I walk out, and there's a package for me, the package for them on their door, and then the other person had like 2 or 3 packages. And I'm like, oh, this is like easy as hell. And like, I'm not worried, like, I met them, and I'm not worried about them like stealing my packages. They're so sweet. But then the next day, I was like, okay, so this is like the green light. I can start ordering things like for the house. And I did, and then like I ordered like 6 things from Amazon, and they said delivered yesterday, and like nothing came, and it was like delivered, and I was like, what the hell are they? And I was just like, and usually they have like a picture, like usually they put a picture next to it, and there's no picture, and I was like, this doesn't help. So I got to figure that out, and I have a PO box now, which I can just send everything to, but I'd rather have it right to my doorstep. The only issue, like, I'm being really picky. Everything else is amazing.
You think it's your neighbors?
It's good to be picky, though.
No.
First
I don't think so.
It's your first place.
Yeah. Your place. What's your favorite feature about your new place?
The front yard is like huge. So my dog.
Is it fully furnished?
Almost.
Oh, like before you moved in?
The moment I got approved, I bought everything like that.
That's
place,
overwhelming.
But it's gonna be my dream home. So like, you know, I'm so tired of the modern shit. Like, I've done the whole like modern get down. I think that's so lame. I think houses, like, if I'm gonna own my first house, I want it to have my personality. So I have a statue of my favorite anime characters. My entire house, I have a ping pong table, pool table, air hockey table. I have the basketball hoop things.
Love that.
My couch is green.
That's fun. Wait, that's
only
fun.
Hot bitches have green couches.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that.
You ever heard that?
No.
What color is your couch?
Not green.
What color is it?
I don't have one.
Exactly.
Wait, speaking of anime. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're
sorry
fine.
To interrupt.
You totally off topic. I'm ready.
Fortnite. Have you been playing Fortnite?
The Dragon Ball Z thing?
Yeah.
Fucking Fortnite needs to put the controllers down.
No, it's so cool.
But it's not even like that. Like, they're doing so much.
Bro, Fortnite is on top of it. I swear, Fortnite is just like this multiverse. I do play. Okay, I play with like... It's literally a way for me and my like hometown friends to stay in touch, like rather than just like FaceTiming at night every day and being like, "How's everyone's day?" Like, it was just like we just like stay in touch through Fortnite, and it's so fun because it's just like such an.
I love that you play Fortnite still.
It's so fun.
I low key still play with my roommates sometimes.
Am I missing out?
So
new
fun.
Update is so.
They keep evolving
sick.
The map. Like, it's
no,
just,
they keep evolving
everything.
Have you seen the Brave Cave?
They keep up with everything. Like, they keep up with all the.
Is Tilted Tower still a thing?
Yes, but very
this
different.
Season, yeah, it's very different. But it's so cool how Fortnite just keeps up to date with everything. Like, I know they took away building, which I love, because I could not.
No,
stand
they have different modes for everything
somebody.
Now. Like, you can play building, you don't have to, though.
You need to see this new location.
It's pretty nuts. I land Rocky Reels or Coney Crossroads
every
day.
So it's this little, it's like a teddy bear at the top of a mountain.
Okay.
With a roller coaster going around this whole mountain. And inside, at the bottom of the mountain, is this, like, rave cave.
And there's just like a bunch of bots just like raving down there.
And like, and there's balls, these balls.
I love balls.
And you get into the ball, it's a glass ball, and you can ride around the whole map in this ball.
And a little launch pad right there. Yeah, it's sick. Where's the rave?
There's like a dance floor. Yeah, there's a dance floor. There's a
few emo on that shit. But yeah, anyway, continue with your house. No, that's actually pretty cool. I might have to download
that. I just saw anime because that was like kind of big. Like,
yeah.
When like the new update is sick because they added like.
They have Naruto,
Goku, and stuff like that. And then it's like they have like their powers too, which are like super OP.
That's nice.
Like, they need to nerf that.
That's really nice. But my house, it's really just me. So I'm just like making it like my entire vibe. However, though, I will say it's so scary because I'm like living alone in like the forest basically. It's just you hear things and you convince yourself there's things outside.
Yeah.
There's not things outside. It's
so
scary.
You gotta put some music on. Like, do something to get, like, mask the silence.
Music, lights.
Like, okay, imagine being in your house. It's completely dark and I'm playing, like, Beethoven. That's even more scary because now I'm gonna think, oh my God.
Who said Beethoven? Like, why would you play Beethoven?
It sounds like Scream.
Put on some, like, Meg.
Me getting murdered.
To Megan Thee Stallion?
To Megan Thee Stallion.
That's how I want
to
go.
That part.
That's how I want to go.
But however, though, I live so far.
You live very far.
I live so far from everybody, which is nice because I don't care to like be here anymore. I kind of like...
Oh, yeah, you're old, though.
You really... See, you're trying... See...
I was going to say, I moved back into the action because I'm not done yet.
No, you know? Girl, you should be.
You're like...
Yes, I may be older, but girl, you're going to wrinkle first. Mm-hmm. But however...
Now my skincare routine. However...
See, cause no, I'm trying to be composed. You trying to bring out something?
I like poking. Here. It's fun.
Yes, I'm not gonna let you bring her out tonight. She's gonna stay inside.
No, she'll come out.
Keeping the Kraken tamed. I hate her so much. No, it's just nice. You should come visit.
I would love to.
You need to
take a jet over there.
You would do that to pollute our planet. That's all. That's all you men do is just to pollute with your thoughts, opinions.
I'll take an eco-friendly helicopter.
You should walk.
That's what I'll do.
You should walk. You know, he remind me
walk.
Of...
Good run. Who?
Andrew Tate.
I knew you. I was going to say.
You guys have a lot in common.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You think women are property, don't you?
I love women.
Yes, I bet you do. You love controlling women.
I grew up in a female-dominated household.
Yes, and what happened to that? You dominated as a man.
They taught me everything.
Did they?
I love women.
Yes,
huge
because you
feminist.
Forced them to teach you everything. They didn't have the
choice. What are you doing right now? What are you trying to
I'm
do?
I'm just asking questions, Noah.
Okay, well, I'm answering you.
Well, now I'm poking back, so if you can't poke
I can get poked. Poke me.
Oh, I'm poking you. Poke. It's tea.
Flick my burk at you.
You brought it out. Thoughts on Andrew Tate, because I remember earlier you said you loved him.
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
It's so annoying.
Okay.
You like his views? You agree with some of the opinions he has?
No, I think he's an entertainer. Like he says some very outlandish things.
You think he's
things.
Entertaining?
What did you say?
You think he's entertaining?
Okay, I'm gonna say my like point without like if there's a way to mute his mic while I talk, that'd be sick. No, I think he just says some outlandish things. I think he's like well spoken, but. He gets people talking. He's good at that. But yeah, a lot of his views are a bit skewed, I think.
Right. Like right. Him wanting to choke women out if they're out of
yeah,
line.
Yeah, like that. I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
Outlandish. Yeah, yeah. That's one of those that I don't really agree with. But
it's hard to take anything he says for granted.
Yeah. Or serious, to be fair.
Like he might be really well spoken, but that's the thing. You hear what he says, and you're like, dude, you are out to lunch.
Oh my
yeah,
gosh.
He's like so many like, I don't know. He's tapping into some fan base or this like fan base of like
angry white men.
No, he's creating a fucking.
It's just
he's creating a cult of evil, narcissistic men.
Yeah, people are gonna grow up thinking it's like okay. It's like,
I think it's so funny. I think it's funny because he's bald. I think that's the funny part about it. Not only he's bald, but he looks like a yesified Megamind, and it's so entertaining to see him speak because when he speaks, he like sounds like he just did a line of coke, and it's like, Andrew, baby, what's going on at home? But can you imagine what type of girls are going for him? Let's be honest.
Well, let me
be
one,
for real.
Let me one up your yesified Megamind and say yesified naked mole rat.
That too. Oh my gosh, King.
I can see him working for Kim Possible.
Oh my god, I can see him working for.
Shego.
She's giving Minion. She's giving Minion. Yes. She is.
Someone said like hammerhead shark, and I can't like unsee.
It does give hammerhead shark, honestly. No more poking at each other. I'm not here for the negative energy.
They are though.
I know.
They love it.
And I hate
they
it.
They love it.
I just want us to.
What kind of podcast would this be if we got along?
I know.
We do though. It's
we
just
get
like,
along we IRL, have, but.
We usually agree on the same things. It's just the way that we. Like our perspectives on it is just
I'm
so
not
funny.
Gonna keep arguing with a bitch that's not gonna do nothing.
Have y'all ever gotten to a real fight?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say no.
Well, yes, he ghosted me over the dumbest thing ever. You don't remember?
Oh,
I don't.
You don't remember when you ghosted me, and because you wanted me to do something for you, No, no. Oh my god.
No, I can't wait. Like, you're gonna use the power. No, this is what he's gonna do. Okay. I was in chess club. I was a big, like, logical thinking.
No, no,
he's
wait,
gonna use me not remembering, and he's gonna make up some crazy story. And he's gonna gaslight me to believe it.
No, I won't even make up. Like, this is gonna this is gonna be for beef fucking for right now.
Start,
Noah.
It's gonna start coming back to
me. Do you not
me.
Remember our first ever fight, though? Like, our only fight.
I think
fight.
So.
And it was only because I think you asked, you kept asking me to do something for you, but I didn't know, like, how to say no. And
yep, I didn't remember
I stopped
this.
Responding, and then I was like, in need of your help, and you would not respond to me either.
No, no, hear me out.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but I unfollowed him. I unfollowed him on everything. I did unfollow
him. I actually remember that.
I unfollowed him on everything.
You were that mad?
Oh, I was over it. I was like, okay,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, he unfollowed me. He's angry. Oh,
so no, because like this back in my hood, girl, I used to fight, but I can't hit you. White
fight
bitches.
Me. You should have pulled up to my house as soon as I go see you. Confront me like a man.
Girl, oh, we God. Can get up right now. Bitch. See, I know how to... Back where I'm from, if it's beef, girl, it's beef. I'm gonna pull up to your house. But these white girls like to sue and, you know...
Oh, please. We'll leave the lawyers
and
out of this.
And unfollow is a left hook.
I got plenty, but
bitches.
We'll leave them out.
Y'all little we'll influencers, unfollowing you is like the end of the world.
I was... Then she...
Oh, it fazed you because you were on live talking about it. Mwah.
No, I was not.
Yes, pull up the clip.
I'm like thinking of Jaden and Bryce pulling up to that house that one time.
Oh my God.
Pull up the clip.
Imagine
I was
Larry
on live
coming
talking
to your
about
place.
It. Pull up the clip.
What am I looking
no,
at?
I literally... No,
put Lorette, I'm following Novak live.
I think... Was it a trailer live?
I don't remember what it was, but you was doing
the
a rah-rah.
The people want to know. The people ask. They need to know the answer. They need to know the truth. No way it was on paparazzi.
Oh my God, and then we hug it out right there. We saw,
what the fuck
yes,
is this?
Yes, this is when we hung out for the first time after me unfollowing you.
So this is just a pure, like, this is definitely just for the cameras.
No, it wasn't. I was actually pissed.
I was too. And we hug it out, so it's definitely for the camera. Oh, your hair.
But there's a live of him talking about it, and it was so funny. Because he made me more mad for going live and talking about it. Ooh. Because, like, you couldn't text me.
Oh, well, I did multiple times, and you did not answer. Instead of being like, hey, Noah, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't do this. Like, I would totally understand. But I texted,
you know,
like, seven times about something that was coming up, and I needed an answer.
Do you want me to tell
because
you what
if you would have just told me
you
no,
were asking
I
to make a song
else.
With me. I'm not going to make a song with you, Noah. What?
Wait, what was this for?
You wanted to make an actual song.
Ah, this was... No, no, no.
No.
This
yes.
Was,
this
what are you talking
for,
about?
This was for my Awesomeness TV thing.
No, this was after the Awesomeness TV thing. And you're like, we should actually... They wanted a Little Dicky. You know how Little Dicky did Freaky Friday with Chris Brown? They wanted us to do it.
Yeah, wait, whose idea was this? We like...
It was our team.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not down, but like, I don't know how
no,
to tell
you're
no.
Joking. You know how well that would have done? It was right after you put out Canceled, and I was like,
exactly.
I'm
not
going to
taste the
no. It sounds like a...
Yes.
And I didn't, and
like,
I don't know how to...
Like,
one thing about
downhill.
Me is I don't know how to say no to anything, and I say yes to everything, and you scare me. At the time, you especially scare me because we were just becoming friends.
Just say no. Because our teams were still talking about it, and I was like, I need to know that we're both on... I was like, I'm down.
Thought
like, that,
I thought me not responding wasn't... Obvious now, but
oh, toxic right there. That's so
no,
toxic.
And I did like, notice, and I apologize because I'm working on it, and I don't know how to say no to people, and I feel bad. But
oh, now, look at him.
You that was big. That was big.
I am. I worked on. I say no now. You see me? You
okay.
Want to feel?
Well, at the
no.
Time, I had every right to be a little disappointed
but
when
then,
I had texted you five times.
But then after, when I sent you I texted him an apology. He didn't respond. I texted him again. Didn't respond. He ghosted me for a week after that.
No, he texted me an apology. I'm pretty sure I just thumbed up it.
No, he didn't even.
That's still bad.
No, because of that.
No, like yeah.
Okay, you LA influencers.
Oh,
you drop me. You drop me over, and I'm
you're
fucking doing
from
a song
here.
With you.
I'm not from here.
I'm from Compton, baby. It's different out
you're
there.
You're from Compton Avenue. Fuck out of here,
bitch.
It's not the same.
You're from fucking Arizona.
I don't claim to be from the hood.
Great, Glendale. The fuck, you stupid bitch. Fuck you and your Birkenstocks. Now no. You got me hot, and now I'm finna talk shit. Have you seen my Roblox videos?
I got
videos?
The crack it out. She's out.
No, because what you're not finna do is paint me as the bad guy. Fuck no, bitch. La la la. Bad energy out of here. Stupid bitch. Ugh.
Not the Compton Ave. Oh my God.
Girls, no, because she was born and raised in Compton. I don't know why she's acting different
it's
all
like
of a sudden because of
Santa Monica.
Camera. Because I beat you and your girlfriend up, and guess what? After that, I'm gonna take down
you're
Bryce.
You're arguing with the wall?
I am, because that's all it is. Elevator music in the head, bitch. That's all it is. I am arguing with the wall, bitch. You're built like a fucking wall, bitch. You're the Great Wall of China, bitch.
stupid bitch. Fuck you and that ferret on your fucking... Your fucking top lip, bitch. Your balls smell like Chick-fil-A French fries when you leave them outside for so long, bitch.
Oh, that shit's fire.
I bet they are to you.
These days, you can't go anywhere on the internet without running into the most horrible takes.
You know, your good old-fashioned homophobes, or your self-proclaimed alpha males, who are writing two-page articles titled, How to Score the Perfect Female in 10 Days.
If you are just as sick of these outdated takes as we are, you will love our podcast, Outspoken, hosted by me, Sam Collins, and my incredible partner, Shannon.
We are an LGBT couple who have seen it all, been called it all, and are ready to take on the never-ending world of outrageous online opinions.
Each week, we bring you the most ridiculous videos, hot takes, and hellbent news we come across on the internet.
So come laugh with us as we dismantle outdated ideologies and tear apart the most confident idiots on the internet on our podcast, Outspoken.
You can follow and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you are listening right now.
My biggest pet peeve is when people ghost me. And I did it to the first person I ever ghosted was Noah. And I didn't ghost him. It was like I was trying to think of how to respond. But then it's up here. And then when I figure out how to respond, I said, sorry, I sent him a paragraph and you leave me on read. And I text you for a week straight calling you and you're posting on Snapchat and Instagram. You lost your fucking marbles.
You were doing the same thing when I was asking if you were down to do something.
No, bitch. I was not.
Don't act like you ghosted everyone days. To like save yourself
I'm sorry,
from me.
Massa. It was 2
there
days.
There we go.
Damn.
I want to sit. I want to spend a day in your head. It'd be so fun.
You do, queen.
What?
Sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I'm joking. Okay. Was that a gay joke? Yeah. Was that a gay joke?
Queen.
No. Okay. Back to the topic of ghosting. People who ghost people are awful people.
Wait, is it worse when it's like a relationship or a friend?
Both. I think they both equally hurt.
Have you ever experienced it in a relationship?
Also, I'm sorry for yelling at you. I'm working on that too.
Oh, it's okay.
You really brought me out. You really brought the... When you mentioned Compton Avenue, it really just triggered something. I don't know. It really brought
I knew
me
that
out
one
some.
Was going to get you.
My Roblox days came out. I don't know. That's not me anymore. Jesus.
Is it worse ghosting when...
It's relationship.
Or when you're the... In our case, is it worse to ghost initially or is it worse to ghost out of retaliation?
I don't know about this one.
They're both kind of bad.
Yeah.
You know, because like the initial, it's like, why'd you have to ghost?
Right.
You could have just talked to them.
The other one's out of emotion.
Right, the reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. We were both in the wrong. But I just want to make a song.
And ooh. I just wanted an actual friendship.
I just want to sing along.
Oh, look at you, Ryan.
I just wanted a real friendship.
Don't come looking here for that. I just wanted a song.
Okay, well.
I'm kidding.
I hold the clock.
Like, oh my.
You're so mean.
Stop. We are friends.
You're so bad. Don't think I didn't hear what you said about me.
What did I say about you?
What? If anything, I defend you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk later.
Okay, so. Back to ghosting. Should we actually move on from ghosting?
No, because you're ghosted after this. Dropped. Y'all have fun. Look for a new co-host, because girl, you better ask Markel. Because I'm out of here after this episode.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
It would be a good one.
Should get Markel.
Yes, king.
Okay, so.
Does body count matter?
Wait, why was ghosting up there? Did you?
That was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I was being ghosted.
Did you
want to
touch?
Friend. Oh. No, but it's okay. I mean, I think it's like, I don't know.
I just feel like it
happens.
Really
I think it happens.
It happens.
I just don't think it definitely happens.
Communication is real.
Right. I feel like
communication.
It doesn't benefit either party. So like if you want to talk, like, or if you don't want to talk,
yeah,
just text them that. And then it's not considered ghosting. Like you warn them like, hey, I'm just not, like even then, like I have friends that like sometimes get a bit upset when I like, am not fully like communicating about like how I'm feeling, and then just like, and I'm just like, I'm fine, just
let me be
for a sec.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's better than saying let me be than like not saying anything.
And I'm just like, yeah,
but it definitely does happen.
Yeah,
definitely. I think it's valid though, especially like in positions where like if your partner
thinking of the words for it. Like, if your friendships, if you hear your friend talking bad about you and it's like 100% factual, then and you don't want to talk to them, ghosting them is like valid in that mm-hmm. sense. Like, be like, hey, like, there's no point. There's like no, you don't need closure for everything.
Right.
I don't know why people think they need closure.
Yeah, if someone does some like crazy, like messed up thing, yeah. and like it's like very public. Like,
there's no need for
like
closure.
You don't need to reach out and be like, why did like? Because I mean, I guess if you want to know, then yeah. it's like,
I mean, there's been points where I wanted closure for somebody that I did wrong, and they ghosted me, and I was like, okay, I can't be like mad that they ghosted me because I know what I did wrong. That's valid. But however, though, if you're like ghosting somebody just to ghost them, like let's say you're talking to somebody and they're like, everything's going great, but then you just go MIA for no reason. Then that's like a little bit weird. That kind of communicate like why you and I
am. Right, right.
But
yeah, that's
whatever. I mean, people move differently, and that's just for that.
Definitely.
I would never ghost anybody
ever. People move in some.
It makes me think of like when I'm in the dating scene and I go on a date with a guy that I'm like, this is not working out. Mm-hmm. And but they think it's really working out. I then have to ghost because like I don't know.
Yeah. You want to spare feelings, but I guess right. I guess letting them know is even better than ghosting them because that's kind of that's a little free. Mean. Yeah.
You're just leading them on, yeah.
I've done that before. I recently actually had to do it, and it was the hardest thing of my life.
Yeah.
There was a guy that I met through a friend, and we, like, were talking. And if you know me, if I'm talking to you, I'm going to get deep. Like, I'm an empath. And so I were having a full conversation. Sorry, I had to. Funny. I was talking, we were having a full conversation, and then the next day, she was like, hey, like, my friend's feeling you. Like, you guys should really start talking. And I was like, huh? He kept texting me, and I was like, yeah, I'm not looking for anything right now. And also, like, kind of not interested in any men. So, but he was like, I appreciate it. But I was going to fully ghost him. But I was like, no, it's not nice.
Do the right thing.
Yeah, so do not ghost your man or girl. It's not worth it. Spread their feelings, please.
Does body count matter?
Answer that, Mr. Chair.
That's a jump. We're just jumping. Like, there's no, like, even correlation to any of these. It's just...
I personally don't think it matters. I think men who care about female or any of that type of situation are losers. If you care that your girlfriend hooked up with guys before you, even if it was past 10 guys, you're a loser.
Yeah, no.
What if it was like 1,000?
Okay, that's not realistic, guys. Let's be fully logical here. If a girl has a body count over 1,000...
No, if a girl...
Or a boy.
If a girl even holds another guy's hand before me, we're not doing it.
I agree.
those are so funny. Like those videos where it's like the Arthur hand when you realize that she's like breathed by other guys before you. It's so funny. Like, why does it have to come up in a relationship?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if it's talked about, then it's like, be honest.
Yeah.
And if like they can't accept, then it's like they have to know that like, I don't know. But there are people, for example, with like, if you're religious, then it's a different story. Because, like, you're on this mission to find someone who's holding out till marriage or whatever it may be. And so it's, like, then it may matter. But, like, it's one of those things where if it comes up, be honest about it. And, like, if they can't accept
it, respect the choice.
But it's, like, at the end of the day, you have to realize that...
Not everyone's...
We all went to high school. We all went to college. Like, it's one... Not all of us, but... We went through life, and like we went through an age where we were figuring things out. And
right, we're
like,
all in our own paths.
Yeah, and it's like
I definitely don't think it's a problem.
I don't think you should,
but to some people it is.
But yeah, I don't think you should hold people against like the idea of like what they did in the past. Like they may be a new person now, but it's like I don't know.
Valen,
you brought up something interesting.
Yeah,
if your significant other asked you to do a promise ring. Would you do it?
Explain promise ring again. Like,
so promise ring is like there, it's a ring that you both would wear, but it's not saying that
it's so
hard. It's like saying you're not gonna sleep around. You're gonna stay loyal to each other till marriage. It's like you could be dating, but like maybe you're like
cute.
A year into the relationship, but one of you guys is like, no, let's wait 2-3 years here. Why don't we get a promise ring so that we're promising each other that we're gonna get to know each other more in these 2-3 years, and then we'll definitely get married. Sleep with no one else. Wait, for younger people though, with like the Jonas Brothers, I think a promise ring is like no sex.
I feel like, a promise ring could be like a promise in any way, I feel like, right? Like that's what I kind of grew up knowing, but like.
Right, because that's the adult way.
You need a ring to like stay loyal? Is that what it's promised? Like, you like, can't sleep around. No shit, we're dating.
I think it's like, that's the adult kind of thinking of it. But the kid way, like the Jonas Brother way, was like, you're not going to have sex until you get married.
Interesting.
Interesting.
The adult version still is like...
I never heard of that, but that's...
I feel like if you're dating someone, and if like your boyfriend and girlfriend, like I think it's like common sense to not
right.
go around sleeping with other people.
I think it's like a bond. It's like saying like, we're in this for the long haul.
It's also kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a, oh, baby.
It's almost, yeah, it's almost like an engagement
ring. Literally, right.
I think it's so... Shout out to my city girls who lie about their body count, though. I think it's funny. Like
the rappers?
No, not the actual city girls. Not city boy. No, there's like... There are just city girls out there who will talk to a guy and be like, yeah, 2. But it's like 10. Shout out to y'all. I live for that. I think that's fun.
Do you? Do you live for that?
I do.
It's something you, you like when people lie?
I think it's cool. Hey, SZA.
Interesting.
I'm joking.
Yeah, it says a lot.
It does.
Is SZA a liar?
There's like this meme going around that she's a liar.
Okay, I saw that shit.
I think I
didn't get it. I didn't even think two ways about it because it's like, it's SZA. I don't know.
Just in general, like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't have a huge opinion on it, but like, I just don't like liars. Like, it's just like...
No one does.
Just be straight up. Like, and if they can't accept, like, the truth, then it's like, look.
They weren't meant to be with you.
Yeah, they weren't meant to be with you. It's like, look, things happened in the past, but, like, I'm here now. I want to be with you. Like, I'm, if you can't accept, like, I don't know. It's one of those things.
I'm with you. Do we want to get into fun questions?
I'm so down for some fun questions.
Fun ones.
Can we do it?
Let's get on to the fun segment of our podcast.
So we did ask some of these when we were with Vinny last week.
We did.
But
we missed out.
We're
stacked up.
We can still get your opinion on them.
Huh? It hits you back. Your skin is so good. What the?
Thanks.
You have like no pores.
Oh, but I do.
That's like something I'm like kind of insecure about.
Speaking of pores and skin...
Okay.
You're dead, but about to be reborn as either a fish or a bird. What do you choose and why?
I feel like the clear, easy, straight up answer is bird.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to fly.
Why would you be a fish to get eaten by a
shark? What kind of fish? What kind of bird?
Your choice.
Oh, it's fish, if that's the case.
Bird or a fish at the end of the day, so.
I'd be a killer whale.
I say a bird. I would be like a...
You give me ostrich vibes.
It's a big bird.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like a
flamingo,
parrot,
majestic parrot.
I see eagle. I was gonna say like what's the most predatorial bird?
Pterodactyl.
I definitely want to be a predator, just so I'm not the one being hunted. But like, do I want to be the thing that's like? Would you want to be like a straight up pigeon? You know, like people don't go like pigeon. Like people don't just like, imagine being a pigeon. Like you could literally just live in the city and just like walk around and just like no one's bothering you. You don't bother them. It's just like waddle, waddle.
Pigeons. Pigeons are cute. I could so see being a pigeon or like a roadrunner.
A hummingbird. A hummingbird would be fun. They're so pretty. And like,
but I would definitely be a bald eagle. I don't know why. Oh, the crows.
All those things.
Right.
No, you would.
Yeah, no. What are they called? Vultures.
Vultures.
Vultures are freaking scary. Yeah. Would you be like an owl?
Ooh.
What's another one? There was one that I was thinking of. Like, what's a... Be like a pelican.
Me?
Like on the beach. You're like a beach soul.
I feel
or a seagull.
A seagull would be fine.
Yeah. They're rats. They're literally like beach rats, though. As soon as you leave out some food, it's just like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one.
Yes.
If you had the, I think we did do this one last week, but we're going to do it again for Larry's sake. If you had to have the same song start to play around you whenever you accomplish something for the rest of your life, what song would you choose? And when I say play around you, I mean everyone is going to hear it around you. Like imagine you have floating speakers following you at all times.
What did you choose?
I said, what if it was like Elton John or some like, just
oh
like,
yeah.
Just some like classical, like.
Circus music.
So funny.
Just me wobbling around with circus music. Or,
Do you know the Russian? It's like a Russian troll song. Have you heard that? Look at national anthem. It's called the Russian troll song, and there's like a thing on YouTube. It's like a 10-hour loop. Literally, like, imagine like using this as like a torture device.
I said Mickey Mouse Clubhouse for you last week.
Definitely, I could see you with the pain music. Vinny's intro.
I'm in.
No.
Oh. That one, the first one, 12 years ago, 18 million. No. This one works, but this one's on loop. I'm pretty sure this one's. Yeah. Ready? Imagine having this play. It's called the. Wait. There's like a chorus. It'll be familiar. So stupid. Like, imagine just.
How did your brain even think of that?
I don't know.
All right. This one's mostly for Larry, but I think you can probably get to our level two for a second. If you had to bottom to any Disney character, who would you choose?
This is not helping. Really playing into this.
I don't even know any Disney characters.
Shut up.
I can't think of one on my top of the head that's like a Disney, like Aladdin. You would let
Scar tear that up.
Give me some names.
You would let Mufasa tear that up.
Mufasa would eat the cookie. Definitely Mufasa.
Do you know which one Mufasa is? He's like the dad.
I want Scar.
You want Scar, the uncle, right?
Scar.
You want Larry's giving like Mater.
No, bitch. I want Goofy because y'all know.
Mary, Mater.
No, Goofy would go stupid.
Goofy would.
Goofy would. Would he?
Oh, Goofy would.
Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, Tarzan would rip that up. I'm sorry.
When did we start talking like this? Who are we right now?
I don't know. It's just in a Disney character.
No, bitch. Okay, I have.
No, this feels wrong.
If I can choose one, I'm gonna choose the Seven Dwarfs, girl.
No, you said
giving choo choo.
Stitch would be all up in that.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh my God, Hercules. And not you.
Well, I'm a Beck Arch. No, definitely Goofy.
I love it.
Definitely Goofy. What about you?
Who would you?
Disney princesses you're clapping.
I'm not clapping.
That's your clapping. What are the bros saying that you're smacking some cheeks, bro? Why do you act like JoJo Siwa? Answer the damn question.
What do you mean? I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. Just say, I'm tired of this PG-13. This isn't you in real life.
It is me, though. Like, what do you see me?
You're a nasty boy. You're a nasty guy. You're
nasty.
You're nasty. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I had any like princess crushes growing up. I'd go to Disneyland and like every time I'd ask for a picture, I'd be that kid that like kissed him on the cheek. It's cute. They love me.
You're such an alpha male.
Like, what is this? Like,
Loki, I did it too.
Yeah, it's
I'm gay now.
I'm gay now.
I don't. Okay, so Noah doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Oh, so I gotta answer.
Move on.
No.
Yeah, because you had answers like bang. Like,
I'm just a fucking.
Because you think about this.
But like Jasmine.
I don't think. Who you think I sit in my room like? Ooh, yeah. I want a stitch to eat my ass. Tonight.
Yeah, yeah, like, definitely.
Like cosplay. You're like.
You text the guy. That's into furries.
Go get a stitch outfit.
You're literally into furries. You're literally into. Huh? You literally like furry porn. I've seen that search history.
I hope you guys take what Larry says with a grain of salt. Like,
it's not even salt, like a
molecule of salt.
Why are your legs like that?
It's comfy.
Do you have one now?
What's up?
You don't have one.
I don't like the basic one. I mean,
it's giving Rapunzel.
Oh, yeah, the woman with the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's pretty. You know, I always like.
The bed is her hair.
Right. I mean, I always like Cinderella. I always loved Belle. I loved Belle, to be fair.
Mm.
But like, not like in a, I don't want to clap that. It was more of just like, she was cool and sweet.
You're tearing those cheese up. You're sledding her out.
Slut me out. Hey. No. No.
All right.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Ew.
Get out of my head.
Okay, if you had to pick someone from the opposite sex to play you in a movie about your life, who would you choose? So,
oh my God, that's a great question.
You have to pick a female.
I was going to say, I have a guy, I think, loaded up.
We don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it. I would have to say Emma Roberts.
Ooh. What?
Do you think Emma Roberts would play a good you?
Absolutely.
Do you know who Emma Roberts? Let's look Emma Roberts up.
Do you know who Emma Roberts
is? I know Emma Roberts. Do you?
You know me, Hermione, right?
Oh my god. Hermione. Yes, she would slay. Simply slay.
She's a queen, though.
But I don't like that. I don't like the way you... Nerve. I did not...
Her role in Nerve.
I will say, I'm so sad that they discontinued Scream Queens because she was so good. Yes, I see a lot of me in her.
Ariana.
Grande? Yeah. She's not an actress.
She's about to be in Wicked.
Victoria's.
Girl, she's on a path.
Quit playing with her. She can do it all.
Don't play with my sister. My sister is a singer and she's...
She chilling. Probably still wants to be called an actress.
Wicked. Like, what,
where, that like, is since beyond when did being calling acting, girl. That's not even acting. That's just that's
since stardom. When did being called she's an actress, is that, why is that downplaying
it's her? Not. It's just that my girl is more than she's a god. Actress is such a... Ugh, she's a peer.
God's a woman.
She's a god.
Okay. Okay, Noah.
Okay. Wait, who do you think would play a good girl for me?
Mila Kunis.
Oh, my, I would love that.
It's giving Melania Trump.
I'm gonna say something stupid.
So it's giving for me. It's giving.
No, I actually want to think of like a good one.
What's the Cal State Gun Girl? Give me. What's okay. What's her name? The girl that shitted herself. The Cal State Gun Girl.
Is that you talking about the TikTok? The girl shit herself?
Wait,
what?
Sandra Bullock. I want Sandra Bullock to
ooh,
play me.
Ooh, I like Sandra Bullock. She would eat that for you.
Mm-hmm. And I just love her. I think she's mm-hmm. iconic.
I see a lot of you in her.
A very, like not at all, but like she's a queen. I just want her to play me in a such weird a way. Sick. I don't know. Like, should we go more like age appropriate?
No. Jennifer Lopez. For me? Okay.
Or Jennifer Lawrence for me. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, now what you think?
Come on, Katniss.
Okay, if we were in Hunger Games, what district would you be from? You know already what I'm going to say.
That 13. Was not right that you were going, but I love it.
I'm giving 13.
You want everyone to think that you're just from the gutter, aren't you? He's a trust fund. Okay.
I'm a nemesis baby. Into it. No, I would probably say 12 for sure, though, because like I loved how like underdoggy they were.
Another yeah, one, but like it doesn't matter. Like you don't get to choose where you're born. Like where do you genuinely think you'd be born?
13.
Was that the like?
That's one that was.
That was the one that destroyed. Was like made.
No, that's one that was destroyed. They rebelled.
Okay.
Which one was Katniss from?
12.
13 was the one that.
What about the one that Rue was from? Which one was Rue from?
Like. 6, 8, no, she was from 9. 11.
He's just saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
District 11.
11. Oh.
You're giving, like, I feel like you would give, like, 8, because they were pretty cool. Like, weren't they, like, the metal ones?
The metal ones and the smart ones? Just look up, like, districts and Hunger Games and, like, district characteristics of Hunger Games, because then we'll be able to slot in. This is interesting.
I'm definitely Finnick, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Finnick's iconic. Or Kato in the first one. He was one, right?
Kato was sick.
Okay, wait. This is perfect. Okay, District 1, luxury. Done. I'm sub-lux. Masonry. Okay, here we go. We're going to go through them. All right, District 1, luxury. District 2, masonry. District 7. No, wow, why does it jump like that?
District 3, technology.
District 3, technology. District 4, fishing. District 5, power. District 6, transportation. District 7, lumber. District 8, textiles. District 9, grain. District 10, livestock. District 11, agriculture. District 12, mining. So you're saying District 13 is not even on there. Pick one that's on there.
Okay. Well, they were blown up. I would say I am giving, I feel like I would be District 9. Because I like to plant.
Grain?
Yeah. Make some bread.
You swear you're from the mud. Like, anywhere there's mud, you're at.
Bitch, shut up.
You always want to downplay the girl, but when the girl claps back, goes, oh, she's just...
You're downplaying yourself. I'm trying to bring you up.
Girl, because you want me to be with you with the white girls that never have to go through struggles. That's so boring. You're a trust fund baby, babes.
My parents are teachers in Arizona.
My mom was
literally protesting.
My mom's a stripper.
My aunt's a stripper. Fun fact.
Here, you want to... white men want to fit in so bad. You want to be oppressed. You'll never feel my... You know what? I'm going to say it.
You're doing this to pick on me, aren't you?
To what?
You just want to get a reaction. You want a clip on TikTok.
Yeah, and it's working.
You want a clip on TikTok.
That's all you want. Many clips. I don't know. That's a good question, though. But you
would definitely be Snow.
The capital. I'm not from any of the districts. I'm from the capital.
Okay, look, here they are coming for your ass.
Mm-hmm. They come and pick me up. They said we need him back.
What keeps you up at night, Noah?
Oh, shit.
What demons do you battle?
Honestly, recently, what keeps me up is...
Shit. Sweating.
I can't complain. I sleep great. Like, I know a lot of people, like, have, like, sleeping, but I sleep great. Just, like, everything in life. Like, I'm weird when it comes to... I'm just, like, wired weirdly. I'm not trying to be, like, pick me and, like, different. It's just, like... It's just how I was as, like, an athlete. Like, I just want to, like, earn everything. Like, I love the feeling of, like, rewarding. And so, like, before bed, if I'm not tired, I'll do something right before bed that gets me tired. So, it's, like, I earn that sleep, you know? Like, a long... Like, if I have a full day of, like, nothing, which is rare, but, like, if I just feel lazy and I just have to do something so I can like earn going to bed, because I can't just wake up, do nothing, and then go back to bed. It's just like a wasted day. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. If I'm not tired and it's late and it's like a reasonable hour to go to bed, like I'll like work out or something to go to bed, or I'll like do some work quickly, like that kind of thing. But I don't know.
That's valid though.
Yeah, like I
just used the word valid. Sorry.
W Noah, right?
Like Dub Noah.
Do you guys ever have reoccurring like dreams or nightmares?
I don't. I don't think I do. I don't really. I can't remember the last nightmare. No, that's not true. I think I had one like a week ago, but they don't happen as much anymore, which is like I think a good thing.
Do you remember what happened?
No. No. But it's usually some kind of like. No, they're wild. I don't know. My dreams are weird. I can't remember the last time I've really. I don't know. I'm just saying this, but. Like, dream, you know?
Did you guys not have, like, reoccurring nightmares growing up? Like, the same nightmare that would, like, kind of pop up?
No. Thank God I didn't, because that would scare me.
I have.
Here we go. What is it? Here we go. Can't wait for this. You look so shooken up. You're so brave for sharing.
It hurts me to this day. Well, it's like, I had this really bad nightmare where, like, I would go to this house, and there was these, like,
shirtless men?
Yeah, then they were doing TikTok dances, and there was this, like, little girl with freckles, and she was making, like, this dance, and there was this big guy, I don't... They call it, like, the clout hype something. It's
traumatizing.
Babe, I think that was reality.
Pinch me.
I don't believe you. How did I get here? No, I don't have nightmares. I feel like I have, but I do have I told you this. I told both of you guys. I had this thing where somebody keeps killing me, and I never know who it is. But like,
that's scary.
Slay.
Yeah, but like, keeps me up at night. If I do have trouble sleeping, I don't know. Like, there was actually a recent night where I was.
I don't want to know. Because what if it means like someone's like really out to get me? Then I'm gonna really have trouble sleeping.
We just looked up, what does it mean if you keep dreaming about someone killing you? And it says, if someone you deal with closely, like a family member, best friend, or your partner, then that means they are probably urging you to make some sort of change in your real life.
So you should go, you should find out who's killing you, and you should thank them.
Thank you, Noah. You saved me.
You're welcome.
Wow. I never thought I'd get past this.
No, but there was a recent night where I was, like, up late and, like, actually couldn't sleep just because I was, like, running on, like, like, those nights where, like, you're so tired, but, like, can't go to bed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, because, like, I usually prioritize my sleep schedule so much, and I usually, like, make sure I get, like, at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And like, when I'm in that routine, I can go to bed easily. So, but then like, as soon as I start traveling and kind of get out of my routine, and then it like, the hours start shifting, then it gets a little like harder. And that was recently, like I was up and I was just like overthinking about everything. Overthinking sucks. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get comfortable. Like,
damn. Sorry. Okay, so basically, playing a fun game here called
Headphone Prank Game.
Headphone Prank Call Noise Canceling Game.
I like that.
Yeah, got a nice ring to it. Basically, we're gonna agree on someone to call. First off, as I'm starting, I'm gonna have the headphones on, and from my phone, we're gonna both agree on someone that we're gonna call from my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna or hopefully they answer, and if they answer, then I will have these noise canceling. I won't be able to hear what they say, but I have to have a conversation with them. But Larry's gonna be to my right, and he's going to be like, I'm going to be coming to him for direction of what to say, and he's gotta try to, like, he can't be like yelling it so like I can hear.
Yeah.
He's gotta like,
let's do it.
Word it out in a sense to like make it seem like it's not
a prank.
And you
call.
Can't like right. Trip me up and be
I
like,
won't. I won't try to, but the first person I think we should call is Markel, of course. I
feel like that'll be just
a great warm up, and I think he would give us the best reaction ever. Say, put on your headphones.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold it up to my mic.
Okay. Put on your headphones live.
All right, I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me right now?
I can't hear it. Okay.
Can you hear me?
No. What I can read your lips though.
What am I saying?
What am I saying? Do you think I attack that? Hey, what's up, little John? I'm gonna pack that. Hey, this song's lit.
Right. Hey, dude. Are you ready? Wait, can we test it out really quick? Does your ass stink? Does your ass stink? Does your ass stink?
No, there's no.
I can't hear you. Like, why are you trying to talk to me?
Yes or no? Does your ass stink? Yes.
Yes.
It does.
There we go. That's a good test.
Perfect. He
yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Okay.
Here Noah. We go.
With the O.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Ruby.
What are you doing right now?
Nothing, laying in my room.
I miss you.
I miss you too. What are you doing?
I want bukkake.
You want what?
I want to suck dick.
You want to do what, Noah?
You want to sleep over?
Noah, what do you mean? You don't have furniture to sleep over.
Let's link, though.
I have furniture at my house.
Okay. I'm coming. Not yet, though.
Noah, get the fuck off my phone, bitch. You had a whole year to try to come on to bed. You tried not... Get the fuck off my phone, bitch.
You're crazy.
This sounds like some Lorraine shit.
No.
Noah, I lived with you for a year. I know you don't...
Hey, yo, shut the fuck up. Stupid bitch, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you. Wait, what was he saying?
That was too good.
Did he give into it? It was too
like,
good.
Like, was he playing into it or was he like,
no, he was
himself. Definitely into it.
That was amazing. When you can't hear what they're saying, you literally just say whatever.
Oh you're my
just
god, like, yeah.
I want to suck.
There's dick. No like, fear.
Mario.
Okay, yep.
Do Mario.
That's
yeah.
A good one. Can you hear? Can you hear?
I can't hear.
Annyeong.
Hey.
What's up with the voice call, weirdo?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Just wanted to say hi. I just wanted to say hi.
Are you pooping or something?
Let's go to the movie. Let's go to the mall.
Right now?
Let's go shopping, girl. The fuck?
Like the Thousand Oaks shopping?
No. Rodeo.
Oh, you got me motherfucking fucked
up. I want to spend my money. Just got paid.
But I'll go with you if you want.
Okay, but I'll pick you. Come pick me up.
Girl, the fuck?
Please? Pretty please?
No, please. No.
I'll suck your dick.
I live in Encino and Thousand Oaks. I'm good.
I'll give you head. Really good head.
Oh my god. Amazing oh my god. Head. I crashed the car. I'm not kidding. Not in a good way.
Let's go.
Sir doesn't want to go to Rodeo? Let's get dinner.
Come later. I'll eat your cum later.
Wait, what? Oh, fuck you. You stupid, stupid idiot. Get the headphones out of your ears. Is that what's happening?
Let's come later. Let's eat. Later.
Kyle, this is disgusting. You're disgusting. This is why you phone called me, you stupid fake ass bitch. I know you.
Fuck you, stupid bitch.
Yeah, you can't even hear me. Fuck you, stupid bitch. You don't even know I'm arguing with you, huh? Ew. I'm out of here. Ta. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, that's good. What happened? He was onto it. I forgot Mario's an OG. He's probably done this.
He was so smart. He was like,
no, but he was
you
giving
got fucking headphones on, don't you?
y'all were talking at first, like for a
good. Actually,
he was like, let's go to Rodeo. He was like, hey, I'll come with you though.
Wait, he was like, I am not trying to do that, but I'll come with you.
Yeah, I don't know. You like pick me up, and he was like, the fuck?
No, the funny part was when you're like, I'll give you head, and he was like, oh my god, I just crashed my car.
And they got a good way.
Wait, that is so funny. Oh my god. God, okay.
No, so good. Okay, let's do one more each.
He texts me, Mario texts me, can't believe you tried to fool a queen.
That's so funny.
Can you do David Dobrik?
Yeah, let's do David.
Crazy.
Here we go. He texted me yesterday, let's go tubbing. I said, okay.
Ooh, that's some ammo.
Yeah. Just know that we were planning on hanging out soon because we've been kind of both busy. But he, like, loves to hot tub, and he wants to, like, tub, and, yeah, it's as much, like, and you know David.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's all ready? You need.
Ready?
He's by the A. It's giving no answer. It gave ignored. Call your manager.
Maxwell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great one.
Call him. You should see my manager. You know Maxwell. Should call Greg. Hey. Okay, Maxwell, here we go.
Hey. What are you doing?
I'm sitting in the office working. What are you doing?
I think. I have monkeypox.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm like not kidding.
Stop it. You're a liar.
No, like I swear.
Stop it. I'm not doing this right now. I don't have the energy. Why? Are you fucking with me or why do you think this?
No, I'm not. I'm being serious.
Okay, what do you feel?
Gay.
Shut up, Larry. I can't.
What?
Is that Larry in the background?
No, it's me.
Pain in the ass.
Fuck you. You're fired. Stupid bitch.
Yes.
To my manager?
He was shook.
I go, he can hear me? Me.
That was amazing.
I'm me sweating. Quickly, everyone we call, hey, sorry, this is for the podcast.
My grandma's calling.
Ooh, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what you doing?
How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm going to have to hide out. Can I come hide out sometime with you? Cause get away from nuts.
No.
I'm the good one.
Bucky talking about?
Okay. When you going to send me some pictures? Oh, you wait until you get finished, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I love you. What you doing today? What you doing today?
I think I have monkeypox.
Huh?
Yeah.
You what? You got what?
I have monkeypox.
No, you don't. Are you serious?
I swear.
Okay, so what they say you have to do?
Huh? From sucking dick.
Oh, remember I kept saying the stuff on your face to go check it out? But you don't want to tell a lot of people, though.
I'm kidding, though. I think I'm straight.
Oh, will you stop teasing me?
I love girls. I want to eat pussy so bad right now. Gobble, gobble.
You just made my heart drop when you said that.
Why?
So you been tested already?
Yeah.
You been tested?
Yes.
Larry.
Yeah.
Larry, don't you like talking to me?
I'm having sex right now. I have to go. Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you doing?
Well, you sound stressed, right?
I'm so horny.
What?
For you.
Boy, get your ass out of here.
Why?
Hello?
I really, really, really like you. I think me and you should be together. Say something. Say something. Say something. Please.
There you go.
What is he? Was he not talking? What happened?
I don't know. We lost him.
No, he was there.
Have y'all been hooking up or what? What's the tea? He got real like intimate.
Yeah, he got so weird.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say?
He just wasn't responding.
He was like, at first you were like, you were like, I think I'm into you. And he was like, hey, yo. And then all of a sudden just.
Who is that?
My best friend.
Be nasty. His name's Brian.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I'm sweating.
Yeah, he seemed like, what is going on here? That was great.
He seemed into it. He wants you.
He's into it.
All right, guys.
Can you wrap us up, please?
All right.
Oh, my God. It gave me so much anxiety.
You should reassure your grandma. She thinks you have monkeypox.
True.
Thank God.
She said, I knew there was some shit on your face.
Oh, yeah.
She said that.
Yeah. Your life.
She was like, I knew.
I thought I saw some shit on you.
Oh, she's fucking crazy.
But yeah, I think we have about 2 more episodes with this setup, and then we're going to change it up for you guys. Any recommendations, please comment like
down, please.
What you guys want to see, any new setup, any like ideas. Like honestly, we're sponges. We love to absorb information.
This is true. Big sponge.
But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Give it a big thumbs up. Give it a big like if you liked it, only if that. Comment, suggestions for the new.
Comment anything you like.
Anything.
Yeah, comment anything what you your heart desires. Comment if you want us to change it to Leray and Noah Beck.
Comment yeah, we'll switch the. But they yeah. probably don't want to see that.
Let me get a new name.
It's more intriguing this way. Anyways, subscribe, turn on those post notifications, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace.